We are in Kufit Gimel Halacha Tes.
Kufit Gimel
Halacha Tes. The Machaber says, in Bishlo Erud Kuchavan Kamacha Ben Drusoy. If a guy cooks food Kamacha Ben Drusoy, we had seen in Halacha Ches that once the guy cooks the Kamacha Ben Drusoy, without the doing anything, the food is asr. So if he did that, so the food is asr. The Gomer Yisrael, and now the Yid helped in the finishing of the food. Okay, the guy had done the beginning, the food was asr. Now the Yid finished off the food. So what's the din? Yesh l'asr. The food, you should make the food, you should consider the food to be asr. Elim Kain, who Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yontif, or Sheir should have some Meruv B'davar, except in cases where there's some kind of special reason to want to be makel, like it's Erev Shabbos, I mean the person, he had no food for Shabbos other than this, or it's Hefsim Ruba. So in that kind of a case, we're going to be Samech on the Mekilim, and the Ramah says, V'yesh Matir B'cholinyin, the Ramah says, there are those who make all the time, V'chei Noeg, and that's our minik, is to be makel, to say that even if you participated in the end of the cooking, that's good enough. Okay, and what we're going to do...
That's the Mechaber?
The Mechaber said, you should be Machmir, except in cases of special...
Or,
and the Ramah said, no, you can make it all the time. Yes, but some right. are make it all the time, right. and you can't, you can follow that.
One thing. If the whole union is out, one union is out chasmus. So if only the only fellow only cooks out are Michael Ben Drusoy, that's not somewhere where you invite a person to eat a meal over by Michael Ben Drusoy. It's got to be fully cooked. So why would the machaber be machmer in such a case, even though it could be Michael Ben Drusoy has a shem achila on it, but it's not union chasmus here.
Okay. Your question really is the food seemingly the food is not
right.
But, to be oil shulchan lachem, it's only a third cook. You don't serve food that's oil shulchan lachem. I'm pretty sure we talked about that in one halachos before. If not, we'll talk about it. Okay, I'm pretty sure we talked about that already. The Achron asked that question. That how could it be oil shulchan lachem if it's only a third cook? Okay.
I don't recall. Do you recall?
Okay. So that's because we haven't had a share until
yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Memory only is
okay. His question was, okay, the din is that if a guy cooks the food a third, so it's like barely edible, the food is usher. It's now bishalach. So his question is, well, in order to be bishlachim, it has to be orlo shulchan lachem. Food has to be, a fancy food. If food is only barely edible, it's not orlo shulchan lachem. It seems to be the opposite. It's impossible to be orlo shulchan lachem when it's just barely edible. You don't serve food at a wedding that's barely edible. That doesn't go together. Okay, so now what we're going to do today, there's two parts to this thing. The first part was what we're going to do today, is to talk about what's this machlokes, what's the reasons or what's the rise that there's for this machlokes, whether you can participate in the end of the cooking or not. That's what we talk about today. The other part is to understand the Ramah was makel. The Ramah said there are certain things you're allowed to do, and that's the second part. Is something. So, in which case was the Ramah makel? In what cases would he be willing to be makel? That we're not going to do. Mitzvah next time. Okay. So the way it goes like this. The many Rishonim talk about this machlokes. But the main part of the argument is in the Rashba, in Teres Faith, where the Rashba brings, he had mentioned that the guy cooks it, Kamacha Ben Drusoy, it's Asr. And then he brings two sheets as to whether what the din should be is if the Yid participate in the Yid. Okay? He brings to Rabbeinu Hanano, who says that it's Motor, so that's Asr.
Is this a Be'er? What is that?
This is the Rashba on Teres Abayis.
Teres Abayis, okay.
And he brings Rabbeinu Hanano, says that it's Asr, and others say that it's Motor. Okay.
This is just turning on the fire or higher or what?
That we're going to talk about next time is what we mean with that the Yid helped in the cooking. But the point here is that the guy cooked it already enough to make it usher. And now the Yid is doing something after that. Can he save it after it's already become usher? Okay. The Rashba, in the end, the Rashba is Machmir and the Ra'ah in the Bedekabayis? No. Bedekabayis argues, he's Mekel. Okay, so the Machlokes revolves around this right there on the page here. That's the Machlokes. Okay. So the Rashba first explains what's the reason why somebody would want to be Machmir. What should be the reason to be Machmir? He says, we said the din is, if the Yid cooks it until it's Kamacha Ben Drusoy, mm-hmm. participates before that time, that's considered the Yid was part of the cooking, and therefore the food is mutter. Okay? Up until a third or half, that's considered the Yid cooked it, and it's the Yid participate, it's considered Bishri Yisrael. So that is to say that after the food is a third cooked, it's cooked. The cooking is over. We finished what we had to do. So in Cain, if the guy cooked it until a third, the cooking is over. Okay? Then I'm saying this backwards. Okay. That in order to say that the food is after a third, the food is cooked now. It doesn't help to participate afterwards. It's too late. And the others hold that no, this that we said that up to the third the yid can be, if the yid did up to a third of the cooking, that was just as a kula. We wanted to say kamacha ben drusoy is cooking lahakal. We won't say that if that means that it'll be a kula for you. If that's going to turn into a chumra, this is a kula bishalakim that we say up to a third is considered cooked. But look, if you want to be the other side, we can also be making, and we could say is that the food is not cooked until it's fully cooked. So we could be making on both sides. So make you we want to be making side that you can cook to a third, and that you did that, that's enough, or you can cook it even later, and that's also good.
In other words, if a Jew cooks the Ben Drusoy, a good can't ask for it afterwards.
Right,
Clark.
Yeah, that's
true. If a Jew cooks less than Ben Drusoy, a good could ask for it afterwards.
Going to copper.
Yes, that's clear. That's correct. Yes, that's also correct. Okay. Yes, we saw that.
So obviously in a different cooking, not the same one.
Yes, we saw that also right. That's correct. If the yid just did a little bit and then they took it off the fire, that was the Gemara's case, he took it off the fire before it got kamach ben drusoy, then the food is awesome. So we say, so we're willing to be nakel to say if you did already a third, you did something, you already did cooking. But we're not, we don't have to say that l'chumra. After the third, it's also cooking. Okay, now the Ra'ah uses words, you know, that people very much attach to the Shita, but it's not a hezber for the Shita, it's just a sort of like a technicality. He calls this an Isser HaChoyzel HaHechsheroi. That's how he describes it. This is an Isser, that's Chosel Hemsher, it's a description, which is, it used to be Osir, till it was a third cooked, it was Osir, and then it's Chosel Hemsher, it goes back to being Mutter. Okay? He's not saying that, the way it reads to me, as the Hezber. It's not like this, some kind of a rule that Isurim can be undone. He's not trying to make a rule out of it, he's just describing what he's talking about. And he says it in a very specific spot, I'll tell you in a second what it is. By one of the Rajma's Rayas, he says it to describe a Raya, or to answer a Raya, but he's not. It's not the Hezber for it. It's not that he's trying to say there's a rule that Isurim can be undone. That's not what it means. It's just, he's describing, this is an Isur that used to be, which is strange. It's unusual that something that's Usur and becomes Mutter. It's like saying worms that are in the stomach are Usur and then they get to the flesh and become Mutter, right? You can't say, then they become Usur to become Mutter, right? That's, okay, that's it.
He said that love.
I mean, you have a clone.
What? Others think, say that he says that Isra Chos Hashem, they put a lot of meaning into those words. And they try to understand it. He seems to be just describing what he holds, rather than, that's not the Hezbo, that's just a view of what's happening.
Is there nothing comes out of that?
I don't remember at this point, no. I don't remember nothing.
You have that rule in your Chayz of Veneer, you know, there comes...
Yeah, well, but the Chayz of Veneer, we don't say that, yeah, we wouldn't say this or becomes out there. We would not say that. Okay, so there are two Rayas, the Mekilim bring two Rayas at the right. Okay, so we have a question here. Should we make a machlokes on this? The Mekilim bring two rayas. The first is like this. The Gemara says, if a guy starts off the cooking of the food, and the yid comes along and finishes off the cooking, the Gemara says the food is mutter. Okay, the Gemara doesn't say he has to do it at any certain point in the cooking. The Gemara says, the guy put the food onto the fire, the yid finishes it off, then it's okay. The Gemara doesn't say when he does something, sounds like whenever he wants to. Doesn't sound like he has to do it at a certain point whenever he wants to. The guy put it on, he finishes it, it's good enough.
So right now, if it's 90% cooked by a guy and he finishes off, it should also be good.
More than that is, the Ra'ah says, and this is really for next time, the Ra'ah says, even if it's completely cooked, as long as the yid could still make the food better, it's also mutter.
So he passes his role.
So that's for next time. What does the yid have to do? We're not going to talk about that part of it. But the Ra'ah says that even it's 100% cooked. He says even if it's fully cooked, it would be good. Now, the Rajba, in arguing on that, says like this. He has two reasons to argue. What happened in the other case? The Gemara has two cases. One is that the guy put it on first, and the yid finished off the cooking. The one says that's mutter. The other case the Gemara has is, if the yid started the cooking, and the guy finished it off. And what's the din in that case? The din in that case is the food is usher. Okay? Why is the food usher? Because the yid didn't cook it. Now, is that talking about that the yid cooked it kamach ben drusoy or not kamach ben drusoy? It's obviously talking about that the yid didn't cook it kamach ben drusoy. Because if the yid had cooked it kamach ben drusoy, the guy can't answer it afterwards. We know that. The guy can't answer it afterwards. So when the Gemara says the yid put it on and then the guy finished the cooking, the Gemara doesn't mean that the yid did it kamach ben drusoy, yet the Gemara didn't bother to tell. Somehow we were supposed to understand that when we say the yid put it on, it means just he put it on at the beginning of the cooking and not the whole cooking. It doesn't mean to say all cookies. Okay, and the Rajba also adds, he says, the Gemara uses the word hiniach Yisrael. The first person, when it describes the first person that he says hiniach, let's say he was mavashal. The Rajba says, that word is chosen on purpose, because it means is, you put it on, meaning you did the beginning of the cooking. Okay, it's like a code word to tell us, you only did the beginning of the cooking. So both halves of the Gemara make that point. If you did the beginning of the cooking, and the guy got it to come out of Ben Gesoy, it's Asher. The guy did it the beginning of the cooking, up to come out of Ben Gesoy, the year did the ending, then it's Mutter. What happens if the case would be that the person did more than come out of Ben Gesoy? Then both those sentences would be the opposite. If the Yid had done the beginning up to come out of Ben Gesoy, it would be Mutter. If the guy did it, it would be Asher. So the Gemara is, the Rashi says, it's got to be talking about only cases that are before come out of Ben Gesoy. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay. Second line is. The second line he brings is. He says, the Gemara, after saying these bunch of cases, the Gemara says a rule. The rule is, it's only Asher, it's the food is Mutter, the food is only usher if the yid doesn't help in the beginning or the end of the cooking. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. After giving these simple cases, and if the yid does the beginning or the end, then it's mutter. So he says, why did the Gemara have to repeat itself? What's the point of saying this statement over again and saying that, and so now we're going to like summarize. I mean, it's not like this was 12 pages of Gemara. This is 3 lines. So if we say, a summary is that you should know that it's not usher unless the yid doesn't do anything in the beginning or the end. So the Ra'a says it's coming to tell us that it's only that anything that the Yid does can make it mutter. It's coming lachukim, but the Rashba says. It's saying even if the Yid at the very end, it should also be good. It doesn't make a difference. At any point, it's good enough. Okay? The Rashba says that if the Ra'a is right, then even if the food is completely cooked. Now, I told you, the Ra'a says that even if the food is completely cooked, but the Ra'a says, even when I say the food that's completely cooked, you could be mako. It's only if it's mitzamek v'yofaloi. Okay, mitzamek v'yofaloi means that what I'm doing still makes it taste better. Let's say I take a piece of bread and I toast it. Okay, so I'm making, the bread is fully cooked, but I'm making it even better than it was. I'm adding to it. But if I take something that's, I take a potato that's fully cooked and I just warm it up, put it in the microwave for 10 seconds to warm it up, even the Ra'ah holds that that's not good. So the Rashi says, according to the way you're reading, the Gemara says, even if the yid's at the very end, if the end means anything, end would even be after it's fully cooked. Okay? Okay. That's the Mekil. The Machmirim bring the rise like this. The Gemara says a case of a guy singeing the hair off of an animal. Okay, it's burning off the hair off the animal, for whatever reason. And the Gemara says that heat cooks some of the more delicate pieces of skin. Okay, its ears. Okay, cooks more certain pieces of skin. So the Gemara says that cooking would make the food usher. And the Gemara says, the Gemara ends up saying that it's not true. The Gemara says it's not because the Gemara didn't have kavana. That's not our point. The Gemara considers, but, that the Gemara doing this thing should cook the meat enough that the food should be usher.
He said this a while ago.
Yeah, we pierce this case. So the Rashba says, this is a Gemara. So the Rashba asks, he says, tell me something. He says, if you're just burning off the hairs, you couldn't have cooked this piece of skin very much. So maybe you cooked the kamacha ben tray, even a very thin, you know, easy to cook piece of food. How much could it cook? The guy, you think of the guy sitting with a cigarette lighter, okay, and just burning off here. How much could you cook already? It's a tiny little bit of heat. Since it must be, he only cooked the kamacha ben tray. And yet the Gemara is saying, you know, I'll eat the meat. Okay, that's what he said. Now, the Ra'ah has a very simple answer to that question. So the question is, so the Gemara is saying, even if the guy cooked the kamacha, even a tiny bit, the food stays usher. The Ra'ah says, you have a big deal.
You didn't do anything
we all that. Agree that if the guy cooks it, if the guy only cooks the kamacha ben josoi, it's usher forever. It can only be, but if, what would happen if the yid would do more cooking afterwards? Maybe it would be good to them. The Gemara didn't talk about that case. So the Ra'ah says, so what? The Gemara is saying it's usher because it's true. It is usher because it's kamacha ben josoi. What would happen if the yid will do more later on those lines? There's nothing, they shouldn't stop it. Okay? Okay, so one last thing that I'm saying, one last thing to say is, I told you we're going to be short, one last thing to say is that the way back in Kufyat Beis, we spoke about that there seems to be a steer between the Mechaber. The Mechaber in our case says that you should, if a Yid cooks the end of the cooking, it's Asher, right? If the Yid does the beginning, the Yid does the end, it's Asher. And then the Mechaber in Kufyat Beis seems to say that it's Mutter. It appears to be a steer in the Mechabers.
By pass.
He seems to be Mako. And we answered, okay, the Beis Yosef himself asked the question in the Bedlik of Ayat, answers the question. And he says, according to the way we understood it, he gives an answer that the difference is that in our case, the food was taken off the fire. And the case over there was that the food stayed on the fire. Okay, so there, if it's still the same cooking, the guy did the beginning and then you did something before it got off the fire, that it's mutter. Mm-hmm. That everyone holds that it's mutter. And in our case, where the food was taken off the fireman, the guy did his cooking, and then it was taken off. And then they participate. That's the case of that it's us. So that's what we talked about over there. I'm mentioning it now, first of all, to remind you, but also to tell you, it makes the riot, all the riots, I'm not going to go through them, but the riots that I just mentioned to you don't read so well, according to the Beilik Tobias. He's making it that there are going to be cases that the Yid can participate in the cooking, that everyone's going to agree that the Yid can participate in the cooking even after it's Kamach HaMed Rosoi, and the riots that we just brought are not going to read so well anymore. It's going to make it harder to read the Gemara according to that Terence. Okay? The Beis Yosef is saying there's a chiluk between whether it's on the fire or off the fire, and I'm not going through it, but if we go through the Rai, you see, they don't read so well according to that chiluk.
The Yishuv is not so good.
The Yishuv, so that question of the Yishuv, because the Rishonim are saying these Rai's are coming from the Rishonim. We're being the Yashuv that why would the Mechaber over there pass them this way? It's a Rabbeinu Yerucham. It's a Rabbeinu Yerucham who says, the reason why here we're Machmer, here we're Mekel is because of this chiluk, the Beis Yosef brings it. But to say that, takes away from what the Rishonim said. The Rishonim's rise that they had don't read so well anymore. So, which maybe that's a kasha back over there. But what Rameh leads us to stuff. So there we took maybe other answers. I'm just saying, there's at least some questions. Okay.